7:10, time to turn to sports. The Royals were impressive last night, breaking a losing streak. Steve Stewart with a recap.
The Royals evened their series here in Toronto with a 4-1 win over the Blue Jays last night. Starter Cole Reagans faced off against Toronto starter Jose Berríos for the second time in 6 days. And just like last Thursday in KC, both were good, but Reagans was the better pitcher again. 6 2/3 innings, 1 run, 9 strikeouts. KC took a 2-0 lead in the second on a Michael Massey 2-run homer, his first long ball of the year. KC got 2 insurance runs in the 8th inning on RBI doubles by Bobby Witt Jr. and Vinny Pasquantino. On today at 1:30 on the Royals Baseball Network.
Steve, thank you. We won't have that early broadcast this afternoon. Wichita Wind Surge pitchers surrendered 6 extra base hits, including 2 home runs, in a series opening 8-4 loss to Northwest Arkansas, the Royals affiliate. Wichita will continue their series with Northwest tonight. First pitch, 7:05. Hutchinson High School and Goddard Eisenhower postponed in baseball yesterday because of weather in the third inning of Game 1. Salt Hawks were leading that game 4-3. No makeup date has been set yet. Could possibly be this weekend. Number 14th ranked Oklahoma State hit 9 home runs. 9 home runs, including 4 from Nolan Schubert. That's the first time that's ever happened in Oklahoma baseball history, as they pound Wichita State 21-6 in Stillwater. Game called after 7 innings due to the run rule. Shockers continue the road trip tonight. They'll take on Kansas. First pitch from Lawrence will be at 6 p.m. An embarrassing loss yesterday. The HUTCC women's basketball team spent their Tuesday morning at the Kansas State Capitol building as the team was honored for its unbeaten national championship season. Team was first honored by the House following recognition by the Senate. HUTCC head coach John Auches presented Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins a HUTCC native with a national championship t-shirt. Senator Mark Steffen, a Hutchinson native, announced the proclamation for the Blue Dragons in the Senate. NJCAA has awarded Hutchinson and Visit Hutch a bid to the 2026 NJCAA Division I Volleyball Championships. Visit Hutch will host the four-day championship at the Sports Arena November 18th through 21st of 2026. It'll be the 6th time Visit Hutch has hosted the NJCAA Division I Volleyball Championships. K-State Wildcats got a piece of the roster back for the upcoming basketball season. David Gasson announcing on his X account he's returning for the final year of eligibility. He played in 63 games for K-State, started 39, averaged 7 points, 5.5 rebounds a game through that period. K-State football bolstering their linebacking core as the Wildcats signed El Paso, Texas native Alec Marenko to a financial aid agreement. He is transferring from New Mexico. Second FBS transfer signees this week. Dylan Edwards of Derby signed on Monday. Marenko has 1 year eligibility left. The leading tackler for the Lobos in 2023. He was an All Mountain West honorable mention athlete. That's a look at sports. More at HutchPost.com. Weather coming up. Wednesday.